I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
I like beer. Our guest likes beer. Doesn't everybody like beer? Do you like beer? We are going to talk about Wisconsin's best beer this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, December 17th. There is no shortage of great places in Wisconsin brewing great beer, from Milwaukee to Superior and everywhere in between. We will take a tour of the best beer in the state this hour, and we will welcome your questions, and we will welcome your recommendations. Where do you go for a pint of your favorite freshly brewed beer in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Kevin Revelinsky. He's a world travel expert from Madison, and he is the author of several guidebooks, including Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide, a travel companion, now in its third edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have talked to you in the past about past editions of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide. This is the third edition. The first one came out in 2006. How much has the craft brewing industry in Wisconsin changed or grown since you put out the first book?
Well, if my book is any measure, it has doubled.
Wow,
doubled. So we have about 130 breweries in this guidebook, and I had just over 60 back in 2006.
Well, what's going on? How come it's bursting at the seams here?
We live in a new era of great beer, and part of that, I think, is the people's love of going local. But also, we've kind of raised the bar on what we like to drink. Yeah, more and more people are turning to craft beer, quality beer, and different varieties of beer. You know, it used to be out on the shelf. There was only pretty much, the American Lager and American Lager Light, and that was about all your options unless you went to the imports. Now it's kind of a full, spectrum.
Yeah, well, how did that happen, Kevin? In fact, Gary on Facebook was kind of belittling the craft beers that are growing in Wisconsin, and he says, "Give me a good old Blatz any day." Blatz has been made for 164 years, and they know how to do it by now.
Yeah, and they probably changed the recipe throughout those lifespan there.
I'm sure they probably, but maybe Gary's just used to the beers from Pabst or Miller or one of these other. How did the craft brewing become sort of the thing?
Well, I think when all of the breweries combined here, then people didn't have as many choices, and with Jimmy Carter making home brewing legal, I think a lot more people got into making their own. People traveled abroad. I hear this from a lot of brewers. They went somewhere and had an amazing beer and thought, wait, why can't I have this at home? And they started creating the beer, and people started liking it, and I think that that trend is going to continue. So you see a lot of, I think, the big brewers freaking out about this, thinking that they're going to lose their market share, which is somewhat ridiculous. It is, the sales are going up every year, but they've got a huge, huge amount of beer that they're selling. You know, the Blatz varieties, the Millers and the Budweisers. So,
I know that you would travel the state to go to all these places, and I'm wondering, maybe I'm going to catch you off guard here. Of the 60 or so that were in the original book, are they still around?
Oh yeah, most of them are. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, each edition we lose about. Well, it used to be about 10 or 12. Now we've only lost about 6.
Okay.
One of them changed names. And so, yeah, they're not disappearing as fast as they used to.
Yeah, now they're hanging around. So we have, though, another, but you had to add another 60 to that. So did you go all over and visit each one of these craft brewing places?
Yeah, that's my job,
Tough one, yeah.
demanding, I know. But I also have breweries in there that haven't opened yet, or they've just recently opened. In order to produce the book, you know, there is some lag time there and go through the editing process and the printing process and all that. So I try to get those breweries that are about to open in there so that the book doesn't get stale on the shelf so quickly.
Yeah. And not only can we, so maybe you can just describe for us. We can find out 130 or so places to get Wisconsin craft beer.
Right.
And what else?
Each brewery has its own, you know, information, the story of it, what they, you know, the kind of beers that they brew, whether they have food tours and all that, and also stumbling distance, two or three things nearby that you should check out if you've gone all the way to Ashland or to Sturgeon Bay. So that kind of makes it a little more of a, I want it to be a travel book. It's a road trip book, something you can plan a vacation around. Last year, I met a couple that did their honeymoon around the previous edition. So.
Oh, how nice. I hope they're listening. They should call it. That's run. And also, I remember, while it is a travel guide and you can know some other local sites around a craft brewery or brew pub, you also have free beer.
Right. Remarkable as it may seem. There are signature pages in the back, kind of like a passport, so you take your book around to each of the breweries when you go to visit to get your book signed. And participating breweries are giving away some kind of special offer. You can find it on their brewery's page. And that typically is beer or a buy one, get one, or a free pint, or sometimes it's a bumper sticker, a keychain, or a hug.
Aw.
So.
How nice. Well, let's ask listeners if you have a, do you have a question about maybe a new place in your region, or maybe you have a recommendation of a favorite brew pub or craft brewery in your neck of the woods. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Kevin Revelinsky, who is out with the third edition of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide. And we are talking about the best beer in the state of Wisconsin. So when I say that there's no shortage of places around Wisconsin brewing great beer from Milwaukee to Superior and everywhere in between, I'm not kidding, right? I mean, it's
quite evenly spread, except for maybe the Northwoods, of course, but then so is the population. You do not have to drive far to find a local beer.
Yeah, so I was going to ask if there was an, I mean, we think there's, I know there's a lot in Madison because I live here, and I presume there's quite a few in Milwaukee, You don't have to be in a big city to have a craft brewery.
No, you don't. I mean, Rauschult has Cozy Yak up in central Wisconsin, so, you know.
Well, let's talk about Cozy Yak, did you say?
Cozy Yak, yeah. It's a play on the owner's last name, and it's a small place that does very small batches, but also is a winery. And it's kind of an interesting story. They started as a winery, and then while shopping for yeast online, he found a brewing kit and started doing that and thought, well, why don't we add beer to this? And to get the licensing and all the, you know, legal things in order, they had to, you know, separate the serving of the wine had to be in a different room. Well, he wanted to serve it at the bar, so then they had to be a brew pub, and then he had to have food if he was a brew pub. So it just kind of turned into this, now it's a winery, pizza place, / you know, brewery.
Very
it's
neat,
kind of
very
an amazing
neat.
Story.
Yeah, so what is their specialty? Do they have one certain beer that I should have if I go there?
Typically, they've got a cream ale that I think is always on, but they're always coming up with new, or he's always coming up with new batches. So that's kind of the joy of it, I think, for locals, is they go in and see what's new this week.
Well, we have, since we're kind of in the central Wisconsin area, let's go to Carol in Hazelhurst. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Our very favorite place is the Red Eye Brewing Company in Wausau. Right now they have a really wonderful, rich, dark beer called Scarlet 7. That is just absolutely amazing. And they also have wonderful food. They make one of the best hamburgers I've ever had, and they use locally produced organic beef. It should be on everybody's to-go list to stop at the Red Eye.
Next time I'm there.
I can agree with that. We were just there for a signing about a week ago, and that burger is amazing. So,
well, what about
this? As is the beer.
What about this Scarlet 7? That sounds like it's red.
It's a Belgian-style double. So it's a wee bit dark, malty, very delicious. The last time I was there, I had Mind's Eye Rye Porter. So, you just didn't hear these things, even 20 years ago. Porters. Yet that's a style that's been around for longer than any of us have been alive, so...
And it's what's funny, too, is that I used to be the person who had that Bud Light because I was worried about my calories and whatever, and now, give me a porter.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. Porters, stouts, and I like the hoppy IPAs, and times have changed. In college, we got through on Bush Light and just this awful stuff that I just hated drinking.
Yeah, we'll talk about maybe... where I went to college, Stevens Point, when we come back, since I think that Point Brewery is considered a craft beer brewery, isn't it?
It depends on who you ask, they are,
Let's check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Food point to perfection, it tastes so good. Satisfies completely like good beer should. Better quality, yes. Smoothness, you'll agree. Yes, it's Point Special Beer. We really love it.
We are talking about the beers that we really love in Wisconsin. Our guest is Kevin Revelinsky. He is the author of the third edition of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We wonder if you have a favorite local brewery and what Wisconsin beer you think people should try. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Kevin, just before news time, we talked about Point beer, and I said, is that considered a craft beer? And you said, well, it depends. How come it depends?
It depends on who you ask. I think sometimes beer snobs will say, they make that old Point Special, so that's not really craft beer. It does depend on the amount of beer you make and the ownership of the company, how small it is. But it's been around since 1857. It's the fifth oldest continuously running brewery in the United States. And they're not just sitting back on that old Point Special that still sells, to its specific fan base. But they're making a lot of, different beers like the Pale Ale and the Blonde Ale, IPA. And back in 2012, they did this Black Ale, kind of to celebrate that end of the world that the Mayans were supposedly going to bring. And now that was so popular, they kept it on as Onyx Black Ale. But they do a line of... Whole Hog, which is some bigger beers, imperial type beers that have higher alcohol, and those are craft beers, I would say, and they're now doing cider as well. So they've changed. The industry has changed, and they've been changing with it.
Well, I certainly back in the old days I had my share of Blue Bullets, the Point Special beer. But one of the last times I visited a couple of years ago, I did have I think it might have been that Black Onyx.
Yeah.
That was, and I thought, wow, this is a whole lot different than when I went
good,
to school.
It's pretty good, isn't it? And that's the first place I ever went to a brewery tour so many years ago when I was in college, that we went on what I called a pilgrimage to go see where that beer was being made. So
is there a specific definition of what is a craft beer or a craft brewery? I mean, does it have to be this small?
They argue over it, and they changed the limit on that, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember the limit right now on barrelage, but the bigger you get, of course, you're going to leave that category. But it also has to do with local ownership, not being owned by a big international company, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, that brings up... Leinenkugel's. We think Chippewa Falls and Leinenkugel's but that's owned by Miller, isn't
Miller,
it?
Miller, yeah, Miller Coors or SAB Miller, whatever they're all starting to merge again, with Anheuser-Busch as well. That's on the,
So is Leinenkugel considered a part of Wisconsin's best beer?
They're in there. I've got everybody who's making beer in there, so it's really a brewery guide, road trip guide, and so even
craft.
Miller's in there.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a tour. You can go taste it there. They have a gift shop.
Well, good. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Jeff in Lancaster joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. And I you're going to talk about Potosi, right?
Yeah, good old Potosi. As a matter of fact, I'm heading down there right now. It is a local brewery. Obviously, a lot of people may not even know where Potosi is, you know, located down in the southwest corner of the state, but it is owned, you were talking about ownership, it's owned by a not-for-profit foundation, so all the proceeds go to charity, and also it houses the National Brewery Museum. I was wondering if you're, is it Kevin, could you comment on that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And of course, they're in the book. In fact, they have several pages because their story is so fascinating. That brewery, well, it's an old brewery that they restored and brought back to life, really. Good old Potosi beer is an old beer. It first opened in 1852 and then again in 2008. But what got that going was a proposal to bring the National Brewery Museum to Potosi. They were competing against, I think it was Milwaukee, St. Louis, maybe Chicago, and the American Breweriana Association was looking for a site for their museum. And Potosi won. The population was 7-Eleven, I remember, when I drove into that town so many years ago. And now it's also a place, you know, inside that same building, they've got a brew pub, brewery, they've got that museum, they've got a transportation museum, they've got a visitor center or information center for the Great River Road, which is, you know, again, part of the travel experience of the book that gets a mention in there, as does the museum. But when the American Breweriana Association showed up to listen to their proposal, they came the night before and they saw like a tree growing through the fourth floor of that old brewery. And they thought, well, this is never going to work, is it? And they went to the meeting the next day, heard the proposal, and came back and approved it and said, yeah, this is where we'll, you know, we've chosen you. And they asked, oh, what made you decide that? And they said, we saw your volunteer EMT and firefighting station, and we thought, if you, a town this small, can have something that nice, we believe that you're going to pull this off. And sure enough, they did. It took several million dollars, but they raised it, and they got some grants from the state. And it's really an awesome, awesome place. I recommend going to visit, drink their beer, and have their food, and see that museum. It's Wisconsin. We grew up collecting beer cans. This is like, wow, a museum.
This is the National Brewery Museum. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and that's been on my list. I can't believe I just haven't made it to the National Brewery Museum. I will. And I've had a couple of Potosi beers. I'm trying to remember. One was... had Cave in its name.
That was the Potosi Cave Ale. Yeah. And they do have some of the brewery caves down there. You can still see them because it's built into a hill and there's a spring bubbling up underneath the brewery. Another one, Snake Hollow IPA. They've got a lot of really good beers. And actually, speaking of, you know, the Blatz fan over there, he should go try Potosi's Czech style Pilsner.
There we go. Is that what the Pilsner is? That light beer more?
Right. Mm-hmm. Although this will be Czech style, so it's still not quite that American light Pilsner.
James on Facebook just says, New Glarus Brewery. Well, that's got to be one of the best of the best.
It's kind of put Wisconsin on the map, mm-hmm. and it's one of the top 50 in terms of production. And that's pretty incredible, considering that if you look at the rest of that list, hardly any of them are stuck in their own state. You know, New Glarus has limited itself by not crossing the borders and still sells an enormous amount of beer. Spotted Cow is on all the tap handles around the state, it seems. So it's become standard. So.
That's right. Yeah, you don't have to actually go to the brew pub to get the brewery to get that particular one.
Yeah, deep into the Northwoods, you find a tavern. They'll have a couple of those big beers on tap and then Spotted Cow there.
So do you have a favorite Wisconsin beer? It doesn't have to be a craft beer. It can be any Wisconsin beer. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Kevin Revelinsky. He is the author of several travel guidebooks, including Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide, which is now available in its third edition. And we have Alan in Verona next. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
What a great show. I have to say Central Waters Brewery up there in Amherst Junction, just east of Point.
Central Wisconsin's got something going on, doesn't it?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they do a great job up there. One of my favorites is their coffee stout that they do.
So. I want one right now, a coffee stout. Mm.
And the thing about Central Waters, too, is they started in a little place in Junction City before they moved to Amherst, but they're a very, very green brewery. Like, everything they're doing up there, they've got solar power, they've got the, you know, the heated floors, and they... And everything's done with solar power and conserving light bulbs and all that. Everything. The packaging. So they're very focused on the environment. Saving the world one beer at a time?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I would certainly say make sure you stop at Point and tour their little brewery, too.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
A great spot. And I'm going to have to get that book now, Kevin. It's piqued my interest here, so
well, that's good. Nice to hear.
Yeah, thank you, Alan, for bringing up Central Waters. Yeah,
that's something else I put in the book. There's something called the Central Wisconsin Craft Collective. So there's just like that little cluster of four breweries there: Cozy Yak, Oso Brewing in Plover, Stevens Point, and then Central Waters, and a distillery. So
wow.
A Great Northern Distillery. So there's it's a circle tour. You can also bike it. And I have that mapped out in the guidebook. So
how fun! But you have to be careful if you're going to bike it.
Well, yeah. And it's a long distance. So
yeah.
That's about 50 some miles. But I know a lot of people who bike that on those rails to trails kind of biking. So
yeah. Let's see. We have an email from Brian who says, "Unfortunately, I can't drink beer, but the best brewed root beer that I've ever had is at the Grumpy Troll in Mount Horeb. They also have great beer, and across the street is a great museum, and soon to build a large new building called the Driftless Historium, and around the corner on Main Street is the Duluth Trading Company." So, well, thank you, Brian, for that little tour of Mount Horeb.
That's pretty neat. Duluth Trading Company, I think.
Of clothing, the store, isn't it?
I think.
But anyway, what about the Grumpy Troll in Mount Horeb? Does it brew its own
Oh,
beer?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, great beer. And, again, great food. And that's, not all of the breweries have that. Some of them are strictly, brewing beer and offering tours, maybe some snacks, but that's a full-on brew pub there. They had a blackened walleye sandwich a while back. Holy
Ooh.
Moses, really good. well, and they do a good stout there and a good porter. So
yeah, and a lot of these places do make a soft beer or root beer or other things.
Yeah, that's pretty popular. Yeah. Sprecher became nationally famous with their root beer. Some of them that stand out, I'm trying to think of the one, Old Frosty, I think it is, up at Titletown. The owner's grandmother, I think, used to make that way back in the day, and so that's a good root beer.
Let's talk
well.
A little bit about Titletown. That's probably Green Bay's, one of Green Bay's best-known places.
Yeah, and Hinterland and Titletown are two that are right across the street from each other.
Oh, some
both
distance.
Very good and very different, and I think, in their approaches to their beers, but... and Hinterland's moving over by the stadium and that new Titletown development that's happening by Lambo. But then Titletown is in that old train station. Again, great food, great beer. But then they expanded across the parking lot to an old cannery, a vegetable cannery, that's now their production brewery and a huge tasting room and a rooftop deck. It's quite remarkable. And there's a public market inside the building. It's neat to see that happening in Green Bay. I mean, I went to school up there 25 years ago, so it's changed so much.
Yeah, and there's lots to do in Green Bay besides that, too.
And,
so, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got two extra pages just about what there is to do downtown besides the breweries. So.
And which one makes, of all things, I was in Door County, and I ended up getting a Door County cherry wheat beer that was brewed by one of those two in Green Bay. Does it come to mind? A cherry wheat?
Oh, the cherry wheat. That'd be Hinterland. Yeah.
All right, so that was what I got there. And now, when I last visited Door County, there was a new place in Bailey's Harbor.
Bailey's Harbor. That's Door County Brewing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and they make, they're kind of mostly Belgian styles. And again, they're really committed to being local. The stories behind the names of their beers are local. The ingredients, they're trying to get as many as possible from Door County itself, which is... no small challenge, but I mean, farms are coming back. Capital years ago started that island wheat, started brewing island wheat, and that brought back some of the farming up there. So it's...
Yeah, it's
affecting more than just what we have to drink. It's bringing other kinds of jobs and affecting other industries.
But if I'm getting too into the weeds here, Kevin, but it seems to me that I was looking at the label of a beer that was from Door County Brewing, and it said brewed in Black River Falls.
Ah, that's correct. There's a lot of contract brewing that goes on. Some people have all of their beer brewed somewhere else. But a place like Door County doesn't have the capacity yet to keep up with their mainstay beers, and you need to bring money in if you're going to survive in this industry. So some of the breweries do that, where they brew maybe their flagship beers off-site. Well, there's a whole variety of ways to do it, really. So it used to be, it's not just at home in your basement there, but they are aiming to bring that now completely to Door County once they have the system set up and the space available. So,
I was going to go back to Sprecher's too in Milwaukee, but first, since we have this email from Mike, he says Lakefront Brewery is my favorite, River West Stein is my personal favorite, but the rest are excellent, and they have something for everyone, including a maple root beer.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, and Lakefront Brewery. That's
Milwaukee. Yep, and that's another. I think that's the best brewery tour. Around. It's fun. You drink before, during, and after.
That makes it fun.
well-trained guides, and you get to sing the Laverne Shirley song, so.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. In Milwaukee, I mean, what could be
sure,
more appropriate?
Not? And Sprecher's, I went to a tour at Sprecher's, like, I don't know, it seemed like it was 20 years ago. I mean, has it been around that long?
They were the first, Randy Sprecher was the first one to open a craft brewery in the state, 1985, I think it was.
Well, gosh, yeah, then it was 30 years ago.
And lots of medals adorn the walls, and Black Bavarian, I think, is one of my, again, with the dark beers, I keep focusing on those, but one of my favorites over there, so.
Yeah, all right, and we have Tim on Facebook who says, what about Oconto Brewing in Oconto, Wisconsin?
Well, it's, unless there's something new going on there. It used to be there back when I first did the book. It was in an old Hardee's, and it falls brewing, if that's the one that he's referring to.
Is it still there, as far as
no,
you know?
They left maybe a couple of editions ago. They fell off. To the side there.
Tim just maybe didn't know
that. Maybe it's
a
new one because, honestly, they happen so quickly. I just find out.
Yeah, so with just a minute before news time, I think you said there are like five or six that are not there anymore from the last time. Is there one that, that you're very sad is not there anymore?
I think, Hydro Street is one of those in Columbus, and that some people were a little bit surprised and disappointed when that one disappeared.
Did you say that there's some that have that changed their names?
Yeah, Stonefly in Milwaukee became Company Brewing.
Okay,
so it's still a neighborhood.
Because Stonefly didn't sound very appetizing.
I guess not. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk about some others. We have other Facebook comments and emails, but we have an open line for you. If you'd like to call in with a favorite Wisconsin beer or question for Kevin Revelinsky, who is the author of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide. It's now out in its third edition. And we welcome your questions and your favorites at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Now, we've been talking about beer all over the state of Wisconsin, but I don't think anybody's called in from Northwest Wisconsin or... You know what? I don't think we've heard from anybody from Madison either. So let's look at those regions when we come back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
We are having a barrel of fun talking about Wisconsin's best beer. Our guest is Kevin Revelinsky, who is the author of the third edition of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide. We are welcoming your questions and we are welcoming your favorites at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I know, Kevin, you have been making the rounds doing some book signings, and you have one coming up this weekend in Verona at the Wisconsin Brewing Company.
Yeah, that's correct, on Sunday in the afternoon. And then also in Black River Falls on Friday. I'm in La Crosse Saturday afternoon and in the Dells that evening at Port Huron Brewing. So it's just kind of a continual
and,
one place to the next.
Your website has all the details?
Yes, themadtraveler.com. If you look at the right column, there's a long series of dates and places where I'm going to be doing signings all the way up to Marshfield by next Tuesday.
So. I'm not positive that we have linked the Mad Traveler website to our program note for this program, but if we have not, we will also put that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So let's see here. I asked for recommendations for the Madison area, and Elizabeth in Madison has one. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
I wasn't sure if anyone had talked about Carbon 4 yet.
It hasn't been brought up yet, but it's another fine one.
That one has. I don't think I can even pick a favorite. Every single, from their light to their darkest, they have an amazing red. They have this amazing smoked porter, and it's in the old Ale Asylum building, and I just think it's amazing.
Is Ale Asylum not around anymore?
Ale Asylum moved out to a bigger, a huge space out by the airport, the other side of the airport from where
exists.
They started.
Yeah. Okay.
Carbon 4 took, just moved right in and took over and started brewing and has made a good name for itself. The Fantasy Factory IPA is really popular. I mean, they can't keep it on the shelves, it seems.
What is with the IPAs? Everybody loves those hops, is that right?
Something like 33% or something is about IPAs and American pale ales as well. I don't know. I like them myself.
You like them, yeah, and a lot of people like them. I know
I don't like it too bitter, but I like the hops flavor as well, but.
And here I was asking for Madison area recommendations, and you're going to be at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona, which is close enough. What is Wisconsin Brewing Company known for?
I think now their biggest seller is Inaugural Red, which is actually a beer that was developed with a beer course at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So, but they've got a whole variety of other things. They're very present in the market, let's say. They do a lot of great events and promotions, so highly visible. It's a nice space. It's a big production brewery, good tap room, and a whole bunch of things on tap, and it's Kirby Nelson, I think, is quite renowned in the brewing industry here in Wisconsin and doing a fine job out there, but also developing some IPAs as well as some of his traditional more malty beers that he's known for. So,
well, we have Kyle in South Milwaukee who likes the Wisconsin Brewing Company. Hi, Kyle.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing today?
Good. What is the beer that you like there?
The Yankee Buzzard IPA is my personal favorite. It's very reasonably priced and it's excellent. And also another brewing company that hasn't been mentioned yet, I don't think, is Oso Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
That's another great one. They make one called the Lupulin Maximus, and it actually contains a whole lupulin hop cone in each beer.
That's kind of fun, isn't it?
it actually is.
They do a lot of barrel aging now, too. So I mean, they've got such a wide portfolio of beers up there. But the sour beers, which is another new trend. I mean, you never heard about a sour beer unless something went bad.
Is it sour?
It's intentionally soured, and it just gives you a completely different beer experience. Some people say, oh, that's not beer. Well, it is. And the Belgians have been doing it for a very long time, and it's just kind
is
of the new thing.
Some kind of like vinegary type of fermentation makes it sour?
Yeah, okay. You've got lactobacillus in there. I'm sorry, Brettomyces. And there's a variety of ways that you can kettle sour, you can barrel sour, open fermentation.
And I didn't mean to make you put your scientist hat on, Kevin.
It's not on necessarily, but But it's a new trend, I would say, in the last several years. Probably one that won't go as crazy as the IPA,
yeah.
Because it is an acquired taste. Some of them can be very sour, very vinegary. Some are tart, like the Belgian Red from New Glarus. I think that was the first one done in the state, really.
Oh, I have tried that. I like that.
And that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What about... a lot of places, not a lot, but at least some, are doing the hard apple ciders. That's not a beer, is it?
No.
Yeah.
But it's another thing that people are brewing at some of these breweries as well.
Yeah. We had another caller from Northwest Wisconsin now who has a recommendation. Hi, Jenna in Bruce.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. There's a couple of breweries that are my favorite up here, particularly because you get a lot of free beer after you finish a long ski race. So one of my favorites is the South Shore Brewery in Ashland.
Yeah.
My favorite from them is definitely the Nut Brown. Tastes good after 10K of skiing. But, and then my other favorite in Hayward is the Angry Minnow with their oatmeal stout. Very good.
Yeah, a good beer and also a great name, the Angry Minnow. Because that's also, Hayward's also the home of that national, what is it, freshwater fishing museum?
It's got that huge giant muskie. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Angry Minnow, because that's the one that's being eaten by the giant muskie. And
that's
great. That's neat. Cause,
well, I like it that Jenna is having her beer after a good, you know, cross-country ski race.
Well, you know, you deserve it. You've earned that, right?
Very good. I'm sorry, Jen, I missed that.
I said, yes, absolutely. You earned that after the Berkey or a Coral
Open. Sure.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for sharing. We wanted to hear from somebody in Northwest Wisconsin. There we got a couple.
And that's the South Shore up in Ashland has actually opened another production brewery across the bay there in Washburn. So things are going well up there.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234. Still have 5 minutes or so to talk about your favorite Wisconsin beer. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And our guest, Kevin Revolinsky's book, the third edition of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide, is about all of the great beer that you can find in Wisconsin, but it's more than that, Kevin. It's things you can do in these communities besides
exactly.
Having a pint.
Sure. I've got text boxes in there for a lot of other things. They might be events or places you can visit, like Best Place, the old Pabst Hospitality Room in Milwaukee there, that you can still go visit, and they've opened it up, and they do weddings there. It's quite a neat space. Fermentation Fest up in Reedsburg in the fall. State Street. I've got separate boxes for State Street and Madison because there's such a craft beer bar scene down there, and also the Bermuda Triangle.
Where's the Bermuda Triangle?
It's on the near east side of and north side of Madison, and it contains five breweries, including Ale Asylum and Carbon 4, Next Door Brewing, One Barrel, and who have I forgotten?
I don't know. Well, here, we'll hear about that later.
But the Great Dane's got a place where you can drink their beer out at the airport or at the ball field there. And then there's great craft beer bars over there, like, you know, Dexter's, the Malt House, the old Alchemy, which used to be Wonders Pub. So,
neat.
Yeah.
Well, Peter called. We talked about root beers and other you know, non-alcoholic drinks in some of these places, but he wants to know, are there any places that have good non-alcoholic beers, or are most of these alcoholic beers?
You know, I can't think of anybody offhand. I know somebody's got an NA beer, but I can't remember who it was. But there is a gluten-free beer, and that's the fifth the brewery I forgot.
Got it now. What is it?
Bermuda Triangle, and that's Alt Brewing, which, again, is out sort of near the airport there within the Bermuda Triangle, and that's all gluten-free.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And is it any good?
Yeah, it is, and quite popular, even with people that don't have a problem with gluten, so...
All right, somebody wants to recommend the wonderful cherry stout that you can get at a brewery in Algoma, which is Anapi.
I'm not sure if that's the one they won a medal for recently or not, but they did win something at the Great American Beer Festival. But that is a fantastic beer.
And somebody, and that's kind of sort of in the Manitowoc area, but Tim wanted to know if there are any breweries in the Manitowoc area.
You got Courthouse Pub. And that's, you know, right downtown. It's a brew pub, and it's on the site of an old brew beer hall from many years ago. There used to be five breweries in that city a long, long time ago. So Courthouse has taken over the role as the only one there, and offering very fine dining as well. So
here's Marty in La Crosse with a thought. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Marty in La Crosse here. I just tuned in. My wife has recently become kind of a beer snob. She had a Scotch Ale with me and told me, I can't believe beer has this much flavor. We frequent Pearl Street Brewery in downtown La Crosse in an old rubber boot factory, and your guest is going to be there here, I believe, Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you tried their Linalool IPA yet?
The which one?
Linalool. It just came out, Linalool IPA.
Is that the one with the wild hops from Wisconsin?
The Northern, Northern Hops, Northern Discovery, Wild Hops. They bought the whole batch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that, actually.
Neat. And this is the Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse.
Right, yeah, an old boot factory. And, some great beers there. They're Downtown Brown is just like a great go-to beer, I like to say.
And KB in Minnesota was also going to tell us about the Pearl Street Brewery. So we got it, KB. Thanks very much.
A couple shout-outs for Pearl Street.
Yeah. Nice. So, and somebody says, please talk about Lake Louis Brewery. Is that Janesville? Where is that?
He's out in Arena.
Arena, okay.
And that's just, the brewer and owner is Tom Porter, which, how appropriate is that? He's got a lot of fantastic beers. Where do I start? Warp Speed, the Scotch Ale, I think is, you know, one of the best ones out there that I can think of. But also he's got a seasonal that's out now, Mr. Mephisto Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
Which I've got in my fridge. So.
We're almost out of time, and somebody, I can't bring the call on, but somebody wants to, you brew in Oconomowoc, where you learn how to brew your own beer. Have you?
No, I've heard of that, yeah.
Well, that sounds fun, too. Boy, this has been busy. Kevin, thank you very much for coming here.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Kevin Revelinsky is the author of Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide, the third edition just out. And, again, you can get a list of his various book signings coming up in and around Wisconsin on themadtraveler.com. I'm Joy Cardenas. This is the Ideas Network.